T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's always nice when there's a story of Twitter using its power for good instead of evil, which is what Twitter usually uses its power for.
Does that happen ever? Wow.
Have you been around since Friday? Have you been online much since Friday night?
True enough.
So I think you've noticed that, you know, we've all been kind of taking a few days off here or there. And so I recently did some traveling, and I usually will travel for food. You know, when in Rome, eat as the Romans do. And so when I go to a place, let me eat what they eat. And I had done a bit of research, and I tweeted something out at John Grayson, because one of the places I was headed to was Delaware. Just needed to mark that state off my list, had never been. And so I put out a tweet that John responded to that connected us to a guest that we have on the phone who has connections to KMBZ. I promise this is all going to make sense. Let me read you the tweet, and then we'll bring
we'll
in the guest.
The flow chart for this.
Absolutely. So this is what I said. I just learned that I must eat slippery dumplings in Delaware. For a girl with food texture issues, it doesn't sound appetizing. And then I said to John, you love Rehoboth Beach, right? That's in Delaware.
I do.
What's
I live there,
the
yeah.
verdict on it?
And I didn't know. And that was a brand new, and for all the time that I spent eating in Rehoboth Beach, slippery dumplings is something that somehow slid past me.
But the gentleman who did know what they were and who follows you on Twitter responded, and he's on the phone with us now. It's really fun to be joined by Randy Scott, who is a radio guy in Delaware and Maryland, but has connections to KMBZ that we'll explain. Hello, new friend.
I'm well. How's it going?
Good to talk
Great,
to you.
Randy. Good to hear your voice.
Good to talk okay, to you guys today. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, for people who may not remember back to 2003, explain your connections to Kansas City.
Well, I had zero on-air time, so no one would ever remember that. But I was an intern in 2003 in the spring semester. It's the year I graduated from college. So, you know, I kind of kept tabs on John over the years and saw that he got there. And I reached out when he was joining your team and have just kind of kept that connection. He doesn't really know me, but, you know, I followed his career. So, hi, John. It's good to meet you.
Yeah, same here. And, you know, I know that you're a Dolphins fan, which is really all I need to know. So, no, just playing. But, yeah, no, it's thank you very much for that.
Lucky you were talking today, you and I.
Yeah, right.
So you spent some time in Kansas City, married a girl from Olathe, right?
Yeah, my wife Jamie, not you, is from Olathe, and you know, we love coming back to Kansas City any chance we get. But you know, we're I grew up in my home, and where we can enjoy slippery dumplings anytime we want.
Okay, so I put this out on Twitter. John responds, and then what happens?
All right, so I saw John responding, obviously, in said, you know what, hey, my mom makes the best chicken and dumplings. And John talks about how he hasn't had it. It's probably because you haven't been in, like, someone's kitchen, because that's where they're really made. Some restaurants try and some come close, but nothing is as good as mama's chicken and dumplings. So I just kind of put it out there. And then I think we were both kind of half kidding about, you know, making this happen. And then lo and behold, you show up at my parents' house.
So I private messaged him and I said, I know you think you were kidding and maybe I was too, but actually I am going to be out in Delaware. I'm going to be out that direction. Does your mom like cooking for strangers? This is, I know we're getting into a long story here, but so this happened. So Randy's mother made for me slippery dumplings in her home. People I had never met, proof that the radio family is, you know, that we're all kind of family. And Can you tell people what they are for people who don't know what we're talking about, the slippery dumplings?
Sure. They're basically like really thin noodles. They're homemade. And I think she kind of explained to you more so. I eat them. I don't really pay attention. I know there's Crisco, there's dough. Chicken broth is key, and the heat is key to boil them. And then the chicken broth and the skin on the chicken that you use, you have chicken with the dumplings, obviously, helps with the taste. But they're super thin and slick noodly, but the taste is outstanding, and the heat is key. But my favorite moment was about 5 minutes before you came, and I truly explained, like, my parents trust me probably a little way too much, because when they discovered that you and I hadn't even had like a verbal conversation,
nope.
They were like, what? I'm sure it's good. I vetted her. It's fine.
Which speaks very well of you, by the way, the fact that you were willing to do that, you know, given all of that, just as Jamie said, it is one big happy family and we're always, you know, kind of looking out for each other, but good for you.
So mom was game.
I also recommended, yes, mom was game. And made it happen, and you know, we just had a great visit. It was really, really a good time. My mom, as you left, pretty much said, "Feels like an old friend just came to visit." We had a really good time, and we made some other food recommendations as well. I think it's really important whenever you are somewhere else to try what the locals try. I know that was important to you, Jamie. So I have to ask, for my own personal reasons, how your scrapple egg and cheese experience was.
Mm-hmm. So Randy was great. Randy and Dad gave me both some pretty good suggestions of other stuff I needed to try while I was out there. John actually had some really good ideas too. So I had heard of scrapple. In fact, I think we talked about it on the show recently. I can't remember why, but it came up recently. So I went exactly where you told me to go, and I got exactly what you said to order. I don't remember exactly what scrapple is. By the way, real quick, the slippery dumplings were amazing. Kudo to Randy's parents who welcomed a stranger into their home, and we really did have a really fun night. My car almost was towed from outside their driveway because I parked in a place I wasn't supposed to, and a sheriff's deputy noticed it, and Randy saved it. Thank you very much for that. That's not how I wanted my trip to go.
That's what you get for listening to an 11-year-old telling you where to park. My daughter was, and I guess she greeted you because it's down a dirt road where my parents live, and she was kind of on the road next to it, and it was you know, dark, it's fall time. So my daughter went to kind of track her down. And the question she asked was something along the lines of, are you the one here for the chicken and dumplings? So,
why, yes, I am.
Here. And then we walk out and there's the sheriff just looking over the car like you wouldn't believe. So
I will tell you something. One of these days when we have a lot more time and it has anything to do with me at all, Randy, I will tell you the story of why and exactly how I ended up spending a night at the sheriff's office in Salisbury, Maryland.
What?
Yeah. Definitely.
So, yes, all was well with that. Okay, so the scrapple. I don't remember exactly what scrapple is, but it appears to be... Right, it doesn't really matter. I compare it to if you get like veggie burgers in the box in the grocery store, which I will do occasionally. They're not amazing, but they're a good source of protein. They're quick. You nuke them for, you know, 90 seconds. The primary taste in that is chicken broth. Scrapple to me is like one of those boxed veggie burgers that tastes like chicken broth and smells like wet dog.
Well, yeah, let us just dismiss the idea that there is any vegetable matter at all in scrapple. There isn't. It's all pig from beginning to end, and it's every part of a pig you don't want to know is in there.
Well, here's how we describe it here is something along the lines of, okay, you know a hot dog, you don't really want to know the ingredients, you just like to enjoy a good hot dog. Well, scrapple didn't make the hot dog cut. It's whatever that wasn't good enough to go into a hot dog. And then you fry that bad boy up, and to me, it's delicious. My 8-year-old son absolutely loves it. Like, a lot of people love it, and there's a lot of people that obviously don't, and I've not heard the wet dog comparison before, but I won't take that too personal. But I did notice that it was saved by the egg and the cheese and part of the sandwich. So that's
it was
saving grace here, right, Jamie?
That helped. Yes, the egg and the cheese really it tasted fine. The smell was. I have never actively looked for a garbage can while driving before to get something out of my car. But I actively looked for the nearest garbage can. And that smell lingered in my car for hours after that. However,
beautiful.
The Smith Island cake saved the day from your recommendations.
Yes, absolutely. You had the original Smith Island cake. Smith Island is the official cake of Maryland. Yes, there is actually one of those. And it's in a small island called, obviously, Smith Island. They also make amazing crab cakes, which I hope you had some seafood while you're here as well. But I know it was a quick trip. But, you know, there's plenty to make sure to get accomplished when you come east and visit. And, you know, I have a track record of letting complete strangers into not my home, but my parents' home. So
yes, that. More importantly, not your own house. Gosh, I wish we had more time, but I just wanted to bring Randy on and talk about it because it was really a cool experience of, you know, strangers who didn't really know each other, but come together over food and just clicked. And particularly, you know, I have not really spent much time in that part of the country. It was nice to kind of feel like I had family there. And so I have to really thank you for that.
Yeah, you got it. Well, you do now, that's for sure. And it didn't hurt that you promised me a little like Q39 when I come back out to Kansas City. So
when are you coming back to town? What's your next trip? And what do you get when you come back? Because I know your wife really misses Kansas City.
Yes, she does. She made that very clear. She usually does. We got married in 05, and that's when she moved out this way. So we definitely hit up as many barbecue joints as we can, whether it's Casey Joe's, Q39, Jack Stack. We actually love Pizza Shop because of the pink stuff in the salad. You know, anywhere where I can get barbecue and meat and just see some family and friends, and even new friends now, like Jamie and Grayson. We always look forward to getting back there. So maybe around the holidays, or at the very least, we like to come out in the summertime. Obviously, this year's been a little different, but we like to come out at least once a year and just absolutely love Kansas City. There's always a piece of my heart there, and you guys are just amazing people, and I do miss it too.
Well, it's great talking to you. Yeah, and I love the fact you keep in touch online on Facebook and Twitter and all of that. And as soon as they get the Rusty Rudder cranked up, go see a concert in my stead, will you?
Yes, that sounds like a plan. Thank you guys so much. You've been awesome.
Randy, tell your folks I said hi, and your wife and everybody I said hi. It was really, really fun. So thanks for coming on, and thanks for the hospitality.
Anytime, guys. You're certainly
take
welcome.
Care.
Take care.
All right, we'll talk
again soon. Randy Scott, new friend, radio friend, out of Delmarva, I learned, is what they call it.
Yeah.
Delaware, Maryland, Virginia. That's the term I learned. So, all right, we're late for news. We'll get to that here. It's 12:31 on KMBZ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.